see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a torrid few weeks for the passengers and crew of the MVS Hondius, a luxury cruise ship that found itself in the middle of a hantavirus outbreak in April. 30 crew members remain on board the vessel. The World Health Organization's Acting Director of Epidemic Threat Management, Dr. Maria Kirkov, says they're bringing the ship to its final destination.
The plan is for another health professional to board the boat. We believe it will be a nurse from the Netherlands to support the 30 remaining crew who will travel onto the Netherlands, which will take a few more days. And then once it docks in the Netherlands, there will be a full disinfection of the boat.
The passengers who had been on board the ship have all now been evacuated. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's Director General.
We can say confidently that this phase of the operation was successful. Almost 150 people from 23 countries were on this ship for weeks in what must have been a very frightening situation.
The director says the World Health Organization does not believe the hantavirus outbreak is the beginning of another COVID-like epidemic.
So far, 11 cases have been reported, including 3 deaths. All 11 cases are among passengers or crew on the ship. All suspected and confirmed cases have been isolated and managed under strict medical supervision, minimizing any risk of further transmission. At the moment, there is no sign that we are seeing the start of a larger outbreak.
But authorities have been taking no chances. There are 6 locals caught up in the fray, 4 Australian citizens, 1 permanent resident, and the other a New Zealander. Health Minister Mark Butler says they have now been flown back to Australia from the Netherlands, landing in Perth under strict conditions.
The 6 passengers are still in good health. They have all tested negative for hantavirus and are showing no symptoms as well. All passengers and all crew members will travel this flight for its duration in full PPE. There are very strict conditions about the flight, about the landing.
Dr. Maria van Kerkhove says the World Health Organization recommends a 42-day quarantine period once passengers are back home, with daily health checks.
We are leaving this up to the countries themselves to actually develop their own policies, but our recommendations are very clear. And this is really a cautionary approach to make sure that we don't have any opportunities for this virus to pass from others.
Mark Butler is happy to follow the WHO's advice. He says the 6 will now spend time at a federal government-managed quarantine facility in the Perth suburb of Bulsbrook, which was established during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Again, many countries that are already repatriating passengers from this cruise ship, the US, the UK and others, are only subjecting their repatriated passengers to a managed quarantine arrangement at a hospital or at a centre like Bulsbrook, usually for 2 or 3 days, and then allowing those passengers to move into a home-based quarantine arrangement. We have decided on a precautionary basis to take a stronger approach to that.
He says Australia's quarantine protocols are deliberately tough,
which have been developed by our Centre for Disease Control and approved and endorsed over the last little while by the AHPC, the Australian Health Protection Committee, which is essentially the committee of all of the jurisdictional chief health officers chaired by the Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer. Australians can have very high confidence that we are doing everything to ensure that this repatriation of those 6 passengers is undertaken completely safely.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.